Pope Benedict is due to celebrate an open-air mass in Paris today, with an estimated 200,000 people expected to attend. He will also visit the French Institute before departing for Lourdes to mark the 150th anniversary of the apparitions there. The Pope ended his first day in the country yesterday by greeting those who had gathered outside the Apostolic Nunciature in Paris. Earlier, the Holy Father had a very full programme in the French capital, celebrating Vespers at Notre Dame Cathedral, meeting the leaders of other faiths and Christian traditions, and giving a key address on culture at the Collège de Notre Dame. Philippa Hitchin is in France and sends this report.
Herr Professor was the headline of an article in the French daily Le Monde on the eve of the Pope's arrival in France, an article which delved deeply into the intellectual and historical development of the man widely acknowledged as one of the world's greatest contemporary theologians and teachers of the faith. With his profound knowledge of French culture and theology, Professor Ratzinger is well respected here in France, a fact borne out by the impressive lineup at the Collège des Bernardins of past and present government leaders, artists and academics, representatives of UNESCO, and leaders of France's Muslim communities. And the Pope lived up to their expectations. In his address, he spoke at length about the great monastic tradition that played such a vital role in the development of Western theology and the spread of Europe's Christian culture. The primary goal of those first monks, he noted, was simply to search for God and, amid the upheavals of the times, to discover some lasting truth about life itself. In this search, they were guided by the Word of God.
Et cette voix était sa parole.
The scriptures, which helped them both discern the truth and educate others, developing what the Pope described as the pilgrim fellowship of faith. God's word, he said, comes to us through the human word and through the context of the community in which it is lived. Revealing his passion for the ancient sung liturgies, the Pope also spoke of the great tradition of Western music. Not a form of private creativity, he said, but a way of recognizing, with the ears of the heart, the inner laws of the music of creation. Reflecting on the Benedictine tradition of prayer and work as the two pillars of monastic life, Pope Benedict talked of God the Creator, who also enters personally through his Son into the laborious work of human history. And finally, the Pope stressed the importance of proclaiming the truth of God's word to others, an obligation which is just as essential today as it was in the days of the first Christians like St. Paul and those who have handed on the faith down the centuries. From this prestigious cultural centre, the Pope then moved on to the great Notre Dame Cathedral, one of the finest examples of French Gothic architecture, with its lofty arches and luminous rose windows. There he celebrated Vespers together with priests, religious, seminarians, and the bishops from the Paris region. Not to mention several thousand young Catholics gathered on the grass outside the cathedral on the banks of the River Seine. After the scholarly atmosphere of the Collège des Bernardins and the prayerful service in Notre Dame, the Pope seemed delighted to acknowledge the spontaneity and enthusiasm of those young people whom he greeted after the celebration of Vespers. As they prepared for an all-night prayer vigil, he told them to seek the truth of Christ and the love of the Spirit, to become courageous witnesses to the good news of their Christian faith. In France, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.